Hello and welcome to Chalk Radio, where medical experts from Children's Hospital of Orange County share their knowledge about keeping kids healthy and safe. In this episode, we speak with Dr. David Gibbs, a pediatric surgeon and the director of trauma services at Chalk, about the importance of children being treated by a surgeon who is specially trained in pediatrics. Dr. Gibbs, welcome to Seacrest Studios.
Thank you.
So tell me, how is a child physically different than an adult?
Well, there's both the obvious differences that we see, but there's also internal differences. It's often said by those of us that take care of children that children are not just small adults. So specifically, besides simply being smaller, children disproportionately have more head than adults do, which means they're more susceptible to certain types of injury. For example, if you look at cartoon characters that show children, they've always got a much larger head. And it's not just to be cute, it's actually true that their physiology is different. That means some things. It means that you can injure your head more easily as it relates to trauma. It means that if you're having any type of surgery, you can lose heat more easily. And these are one of the many things that we have to think about. Physically, children also have abdomens and torsos that are wider than they are longer. And it means that when we do have to do surgery and when we have to reach those organs, which we have to do in surgery, we have to use a different approach. Children are also developing, and so their organs are not always in exactly the same location. They are often more fragile. And so as a result, our surgical approaches have to be different. Furthermore, because children are so much smaller, not only do we need smaller instruments, but we also need instruments that allow us to handle their tissues much more delicately. Although children heal very well, they're also much more fragile. And so a great deal of the effort that we put in is to minimize the injury to the child. That's also true when it comes to dosing of the anesthesia. And that means not only the anesthesia that's given by the anesthesiologist, who's a specialized physician trained not only in anesthesia, but in pediatric anesthesia, but it also is influenced by the local anesthetic that we often put in, which allows us to give less general anesthesia and to keep a child comfortable after surgery. Another big difference about how is a child physically different than an adult is one that, if you think about it, is really obvious. They have many decades of life ahead of them. So everything we do on a child has lifelong implications. So we're very conscious of that when we're working to try and minimize anything that would have a negative consequence down the road. And we also try and maximize function, because we're not talking about giving a child just a few additional years of life. We're talking about somebody who may have many decades, 60, 70, 80 years of life ahead of them.
Does a child have different emotional needs too?
Children do have very different emotional needs. And all of us that work in a children's hospital are aware of that. We're sensitive to it. And in fact, that's part of the appeal of taking care of children, is that if you address those needs, you can actually heal not only the child, but heal the family. So what that means is that a child is going to see things in much more simple terms and maybe not the way that we would see them as adults. Now, just because it's a simple term does not mean they're not very capable of understanding everything that goes on, but they will see them in terms that relates more to themselves. So a very young child may be mostly concerned about being separated from their parents. A slightly older child is going to be concerned about discomfort and about pain and about new situations that they don't understand. An adolescent is going to be more concerned about, is the operation that they're going to have change in any way their appearance or their function? And children also have emotional needs that are different than adults, because they're not as much rational as they are emotional. And if we can address that, if we can deal with their concerns, if we can involve the family in their care from start to finish, and then additionally, if we can reassure the family as well as the child will pick up on that and will do much better. That's why, to address those needs that a child has, we rely on an entire team, from the design of the hospital, which is designed to be kid-friendly, to the design of the rooms, which are also designed to be warm and welcoming, to the intake personnel, to everybody that works in the hospital. They're dedicated to taking care of children, and they understand that. The intake nurses are specifically pediatric trained. They're used to dealing with child, to reassuring them. And the idea is not to get a child stressed and then calm them down, but rather to keep the child's stress at a minimum when you start. We also have a very strong group of child life specialists, and they are absolutely invaluable to the care of patients. One thing that we know from a strictly medical sense is that if you can minimize stress, you promote healing, and you also significantly reduce any of the psychological impacts that come either from being sick or from the treatment that we have to do to make a child better. And child life, by explaining things in terms that children can understand, they also have the child involved in their own care. And when a child has a sense of control and a sense of involvement, they're going to do much better and their care is going to be much smoother.
When parents are choosing the surgeon who will operate on their child, what should they consider?
Well, when you're choosing a surgeon, you really are choosing a team. And so the first question to ask is, where does your surgeon practice? And I think that's very important because the surgeon does not practice in isolation any more than the child is treated in isolation. They're part of a family, they're part of their own team, and we are part of a team. When it does come to choosing a surgeon, the first question is the care going to be delivered at a facility that has both the medical proficiency as well as the supportive care to take care of a child? Do they have the training and do they have the volume of children, the experience and the orientation to care for children? First of all, check if their surgeon is board certified in a pediatric subspecialty. In most pediatric subspecialty hospitals and pediatric subspecialty care, there are subspecialty boards, and those can be found by looking up your surgeon's profile online before you go to see them. Now, that's not to say there are not capable physicians out there that do sometimes deliver care, but if you really want to get the highest standard of care for your child, you will seek out a board-certified surgeon who is subspecialty boarded when available in pediatric surgical care, respective to that discipline. The other thing to look up for your surgeon is their experience level, their background, and that's also where checking with your child's pediatrician or family physician can be valuable to say, do you know this physician? What do you know about them? What experience have they had in the past?
Why do you think it is essential that children and adolescents are treated by a pediatric surgeon rather than a general or adult surgeon?
Well, I would say in some cases it's essential, and in other cases it is preferable. And the reason why I say that is there are places where there simply are not pediatric subspecialists who are available, and they're very good and very dedicated adult specialists that do take care of children, particularly adolescents. However, in an area where you have the highest level of care possible, it's important to choose them because these specialists are dedicated by temperament, by interest, and by training to take care of children. And what that means is the more you've seen of something and the more training you've had in it and the more you want to be there, the better the job you are likely to do. So in terms of the specific operations that we do, because the anatomy and the physiology of children are different, if you're fully trained in that, you're more able to prevent trouble, and in those cases where it does occur, to recognize it and deal with it more promptly. So your actual medical result, and this has been proven in our medical literature, that if you are cared for at a pediatric subspecialty hospital, for most diagnoses, you are going to have a better outcome if you're cared for by pediatric subspecialists. The other component of that is that pediatric subspecialists are more likely to have an entire team that's oriented around the care of the child, which means that the psychological needs of the child are more likely to be met. And finally, pediatric subspecialists and subspecialty hospitals know that when you're taking care of a child, you're really taking care of a family. Because if that family is fully involved in the treatment, the child will feel better and the child will do better.
What are some of the most common surgeries that pediatric surgeons at CHOQ perform?
Well, I am a pediatric general and thoracic surgeon, which is actually a particular subspecialty that refers to surgery in the abdomen and in the chest. So the most common operations that I do on an inpatient basis include appendicitis, tumors, and newborn neonatal bowel surgery, as well as other congenital prenatally diagnosed conditions. On an outpatient basis, the most common surgeries that I do include hernias, hydrocele, circumcisions, and small soft tissue and skin lumps and tumors.
Well, Dr. Gibbs, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us today.
It's a pleasure to talk about the hospital, about the care we deliver here and the team, and I hope this has been helpful in helping families decide where and how their children can be cared for.
Thank you for listening to Chalk Radio. You just heard Dr. David Gibbs, a pediatric surgeon and the director of trauma services at Children's Hospital of Orange County, discuss the importance of children being treated by a surgeon who is specially trained in pediatrics. Stay tuned for more episodes and health topics from Chalk Radio. Visit chalk.org/blog for more information, or follow Chalk on social media. We are at Chalk Children's on Instagram and Twitter, and we're at facebook.com/chalkchildren's.